K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nick from Burbank.
Nick, you are caller 20, you win.
Yeah! You got... Let's go, come on!
You got tickets to see Noah Kahan at the Rose Bowl. It is world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have animal stories, an update on the coyotes in West Hollywood. We have the biting bandit. I'll tell you about that. And what's up with Florida? A guy dressed like Superman got caught stealing from a boat. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, the summer ticket blowout continues. And late in the show yesterday, Megan Holliday and I took phone calls on. You got stopped by TSA.
Yeah, so I'm at LAX with my mom, and we're about to go through security, and we're heading back east where it's cold. So I reach in the pocket of my puffy jacket that I haven't worn in years. And I feel a glassine bag.
Huh, I don't remember those drugs being in my jacket.
Twisted at the top, and I'm like, uh-oh. And I've literally got to now put this thing on the belt. So I put it on the belt. We go through TSA. Nothing happens. I'm like, oh, thank God. Me and my mom now are sitting in a restaurant, and I realize I don't have my jacket with me. And I go, oh, no, I left my jacket at TSA. And my mom goes, I'll go get it. And before I can do anything, my mom springs into action, walks all the way back to TSA, and I'm sitting there going, oh, no, my mom's about to get arrested.
Oh, my God, you were just going to let her get arrested.
I was considering it.
I mean, better her than you.
I sacked up and walked back to TSA, and my mom's not there. I said, I'm looking for my mom. It was a jacket, and they said, yeah, she's upstairs.
Oh, no.
And I said, it's me. It's me. It was all me. She didn't know anything about it. And then at that moment, my mom walked out of the door with my jacket and handed it to me and said, here it is. Let's go. I said, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom first. And I walked straight to the bathroom, and I dumped the pockets out, and I have been sober ever since that day.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Raise your hand if you're full of crap.
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Got an update on the crazy coyotes that have taken up residence in West Hollywood. That's coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories! Pack of coyotes have been in the news this entire week in West Hollywood. And who owns it? How are they going to get rid of them? And more importantly, are you going to interview people on the street that suck?
The coyotes have literally taken over the site, but we just received a major update now from West Hollywood just a few moments ago. The city says the construction project was halted in 2024, but the city has been in contact with the property owner, and now West Hollywood is requiring that owner to retain a wildlife control operator, that is someone who will get rid of the coyotes.
Okay, so that answers the question, who's responsible for this and how do they get rid of the coyotes in a safe way for the coyotes?
Eyewitness News reporter Leah Stallworth talked to one man who had a close encounter.
All right, this is what coyotes sound like at night when they are all together and they're howling, and it's frightening.
It's the howl of coyotes who have set up residence in this abandoned construction project in West Hollywood.
All right, if you've listened at all, you know that I hate man-on-the-street interviews with news because they never have anything to say. They say, hey, what do you think about this break-in? And the neighbor says, I don't know, seems pretty weird. Don't need that interview at all. This interview, however, this man deserves a medal. It's entertaining, it's up and down, you're all over the place with your emotions.
All the time, they're howling and hooting, you know what I mean? They're like, ah,
you know. Ah. All right, so first of all, extra points for making the sound that the coyotes don't make, but it's your version of it, and I love it.
Neighbors have nicknamed the 3-year-old abandoned construction site the Coyote Condo.
The Coyote Condo. All right, let's get right back to the man on the street interview because Ryan is gold.
Ryan has a coyote story.
You actually came face to face with a coyote.
And I survived. I looked the coyote dead in his face and it looked right back at me. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just go that way.
I looked the coyote right in the face and it looked back at me. And then I thought, I'm just going to walk that way.
Brian says he didn't get far before this happened.
And I was just walking down to my house over here down the street. I swear I saw like three coyotes trying to circle me over here.
Three coyotes are circling this guy. What's going to happen?
I was a little frightened, I can't lie.
He was scared. What's next?
And I started booking it.
He ran.
I was like, I got to go home. I can't be attacked by some coyotes, you know what I'm saying?
Ryan, we know what you're saying. We love the way you said it.
Magnificent! Hold your leg down, apples! He would make Barbara Walters cry! Ingenious! It's absolute perfection! It is absolute genius! As clean as a whistle! As good as it gets! Wonderful!
Internet plans Monday night. We have got you with our summer ticket blowout. We're going to give away tickets to see Death Cab for Cutie at the Greek Theater on Monday night, coming up in 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Trevor.
Hey, Trevor, you win.
All right, no way.
Monday night, August 3rd, Death Cab for Cutie is playing the Greek Theater, and you will be there.
Oh, no way. All right.
Listen, I'm sure that you've been exhausted one day at work, and you just have to kind of pull it together and make it work. It happens to all of us. This newscaster, however.
A Los Angeles model and influencer accused of robbing people she met online is back behind bars. Adva Levy.
No, I don't recognize that name.
Also known as Mia Ventura.
Oh! I'm just kidding. I still don't.
Was charged in March with six felonies.
All right, news anchor, you good? You sound tired.
Prosecutors allege the 28-year-old used dating apps to cultivate relationships.
Or are you embarrassed?
With wealthy people before stealing from them.
All right, I'm going to need you to pick up the energy just a little bit.
Levy was arrested again on Tuesday in connection with a separate theft allegation in Riverside County.
You know this isn't practice. You're actually on the air.
According to police, she's also in violation of a court order. Levy is expected to appear in court today. She faces up to 11 years and 8 months in state prison if convicted as charged.
All right. First of all, Red Bull. Second of all, when you can't trust the influencers.
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
A wild chase caught on camera in the Florida Keys. A driver speeding down the overseas highway, coming within inches of hitting other drivers.
And this is the second time in less than a week.
What's up with Florida is next on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin. Riders, what's up with Florida?
Florida man arrested for fleeing from cops twice in 1 week.
A wild chase caught on camera in the Florida Keys. A driver speeding down the overseas highway, coming within inches of hitting other drivers.
And this is the second time in less than a week.
I'm sorry, did you say second time in less than a week?
According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, it would be the second time the guy behind the wheel, identified as Jeffrey Vasquez, fled from cops in less than a week.
So the dude was in jail for leading cops in a high-speed chase, and then he got let out of jail.
According to deputies, after Vasquez was released from jail in Isla Mirada for fleeing and eluding and DUI, he found this unlocked car in the parking lot.
So he was arrested for DUI and for running from the police. When he got out of jail 3 days later, in that parking lot, he stole another car
belonging to a state attorney's office investigator and took off. With tires smoking, law enforcement with weapons drawn, the car is stopped near Marathon. Vasquez is eventually taken into custody.
Second time in a week.
We went to his listed address in Miami Gardens. No one was home.
I mean, right. He was in jail for the second time in 1 week for running from police officers.
Vasquez is now back in jail. He faces a whole slew of charges. He's not getting out this time. He's being held without bond.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. You got tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold and Good Charlotte at BMO Stadium.
Awesome, thank you.
We are celebrating St. Vincent at the Hollywood Bowl this Sunday with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra. I always love these shows. We're going to give away a box for six coming up at the 4:20 catch of the day. Right now, it's time for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
It's Kevin Ryder in for Megan Holliday. A Massachusetts man made headlines this past week in a particularly weird way. He was arrested for harassing women while wandering along a walking trail dressed as an old-timey mime. You don't hear that every day. This dude had been around that park for about 2 months, being seen by several witnesses who encountered the costume-clad individual. At an arraignment on Monday, it was explained that multiple women had reported the mime for harassing them, specifically following them and staring them down with a creepy smile described as frankly terrifying. When the police interviewed him, he said, "He's a mime." Number two, there is someone known in Kenya as the Biting Bandit. Apparently, he robs people, and if they resist handing over their valuables, he just chomps on them, literally bites them. If he wants a watch, he'll bite your hand until you give it to him. Strangely, the same night, 3 hours away, there was another incident of a biting bandit. So they think they might have more than one. And number three, a Las Vegas sportsbook employee robbed his own workplace. Newly hired employee apparently went into the bathroom, put on a ski mask, got a knife, and held it to a fellow employee's neck and said, "Give me $28,000. He got away with the $28,000 and went home. The next day, when he showed up for his shift at the same sports book, they found the ski mask, the knife, and the $28,000 in his car. He showed up for work to the exact same place he robbed the day before. And that's three things at four on the world famous K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We are celebrating St. Vincent at the Hollywood Bowl with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra. I love everything about this. It's a box for six people. You and five of your friends. If you want to be caller 20 right now at 800-520-1067, you will win those tickets for this Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl. Everybody else could buy tickets at HollywoodBowl.com. This is one of my favorite songs from them. It's Broken Man, St. Vincent, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is the 420 catch of the day. It's Broken Man with St. Vincent, and we're giving away a box of six to somebody. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, you are caller 20.
Oh my God.
You got
That's
a box.
I've heard in a long time.
You got a box for six people at the Hollywood Bowl this Sunday. Can you make it?
Yes, I can.
St. Vincent will be at the Hollywood Bowl with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, and you and five friends will be there. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Everybody else can buy tickets at HollywoodBowl.com. We have What's Your Story coming up next on K-Rock. For the best call, you win tickets to see Muse at the Hollywood Bowl on August 31st. That's coming up on K-Rock. All right, you were fired and it was your fault. That's the topic today for What's Your Story. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I just told you the story about this Las Vegas sportsbook employee who brought a mask and went into the bathroom, put the mask on, got a knife out, took a coworker and stole $28,000 from him, and then left, and then came back the next day for work. And cameras captured him going into the casino restroom without a disguise and then coming out with a disguise. The employee allegedly arrived for his next scheduled shift at the sports book 1 day after the theft, and he was arrested. So you don't have to have done something that dumb. For example, I was fired and it was my fault. I've told you this before. I was working a construction job, and the job was scraping cement off the floor. And it was an apartment complex. There were like 250, 300 apartments, all the same layout. So we got so bored scraping cement off the floor that we took 2x4s and balls of duct tape and we played baseball. And the boss found us playing baseball in one of the apartments and fired us immediately. So that is the topic. You got fired and it was your fault. 800-520-1067. That's the phone number for your stories and or text. And for the best one, we've got tickets for Muse at the Hollywood Bowl on August 31st. You got fired and it was your fault. 800-520-1067. We are taking phone calls on You Got Fired and It Was Your Fault. 800-520-1067. New song from Cage the Elephant, Beaches in Tennessee on K-Rock. You got fired and it was your fault. Calls coming up on K-Rock. You got fired and it was your fault. That's the topic today. 800-520-1067. The best call gets tickets to see Muse at the Hollywood Bowl August 31st. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, is this Kevin?
It is.
Kevin!
Ryan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Amazing. Boy, I got to tell you, it's good to talk to you, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We are taking phone calls on you got fired and it was your fault.
I got fired, yes. And you know what? According to them, it was my fault.
But was it your fault?
Yeah, it was.
Of course it was. What was it?
I was a waiter at a place called the Crocodile Cafe.
Okay.
And they had some strict rules on your dress code for what you needed to wear.
Right.
It was a little too strict for me at the time. You know, I'm not very good at ironing my clothes. So I got fired because I couldn't iron my shirt according to their standards.
That's funny, and I won't make fun of you because of how I dress. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, hello. I not only got fired, I got fired by my parents.
For being their son?
No, for not going to work at their laundromat. I was at a backyard party with a good friend of mine that took me to the party. And at 10 o'clock, all I had to do was go to the laundromat, pick up the trash, and lock the doors. And there was a couple girls at the party, and my friend Richie says, "Dude, we can't leave the party yet. How about 11? And I said, "Okay." And at 11, I go find him. He goes, "No, I'm not leaving, dude. I'm going to hook up with this girl." And so I go, he goes, "I'll go at midnight." I go there at midnight, and my parents had gone there already and locked it up and fired me the next day.
Did the girls that you were hoping to score with ditch you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yes, they did.
K-Rock, hello.
So I was probably like 19 years old. I was working at a parking lot. My buddy used to always like to come by and hang out when he knew it was like my break time. And we'd go up to my car in the parking lot, dumb teenagers, and smoke some pot.
Sure.
One day I'm getting off my break. I go back to my job and there's my supervisors right there. I'm working right across from the courthouse and supervisors pull me in and they're like, "Hey, do you want to explain why we got a couple complaints about you?" I was like, "Don't know what you're talking about."
Solid start.
So they go on to tell the story and this and that. And I explained to them, "Hey, when you hired me, I told you that I was a medical marijuana patient." And they still laid me off. And
that doesn't seem legal.
Said, "You know, you've been a good employee, but we really can't have this." A few months later, the city contacts me, offers me a severance pay because it was on my record that technically I was allowed to do this.
Fantastic.
I had a great job at that point. And he said, "I'll take the check, but no thanks. I don't want the job back."
You didn't want all the glitz and glamour of a parking attendant? So you got paid from that job while you were doing a new job.
Yes, I did.
That is best case scenario. All right, you got fired and it was your fault. 800-520-1067. We are taking your calls and texts for "You Got Fired and It Was Your Fault." 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You got fired and it was your fault.
Okay, Kevin, I got one.
Let's hear it.
I got fired from my family company because my sister-in-law wanted me to give details of my brother-in-law cheating.
Your sister-in-law wanted you to give details about your brother-in-law cheating?
Yes. And Mama didn't teach no snitch, so I did not say anything. And that's why I got fired.
Snitches get stitches. We are taking your phone calls on you getting fired, and it was your fault. K-Rock, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi there. You got fired, and it was your fault.
I used to be a nanny when I was 26, like a live-in nanny
for right.
a 10 and an 8-year-old. And then the family's oldest son, who was 22, moved back home because him and his wife got a divorce.
Uh-oh.
So I started sleeping with him.
Yeah.
And then I got fired.
How long were you able to keep that quiet?
I think it was like about 7 months.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah. It was a nice little run. We had some fun.
You're a sneaky little bastard.
I mean, I'm good at what I do.
K-Rock, hello.
I got fired because I went to the Kevin and Bean Beauty and the Beast thing at Disneyland.
Right.
And I called in sick. And just so you guys had that guy that did the cut hair. But he was at the Beauty and the Beast thing at Disneyland. And I got my hair cut. And my work heard me on the radio.
Oh,
and
no.
And I got fired.
So you were on the radio. And because of that, you got fired.
That's all right.
Well, you did the right thing. K-Rock, hello.
I used to manage a high-end futon shop here in West L.A. based out of San Francisco. We did about $25,000 a week in business. I took 2 weeks off I had my assistant manager do the ordering. We had a real small storeroom, and 25,000 would just cram it full. When I got back, I forgot I told him to order, so I placed another order on top of his, and all this crap had to be out on the showroom, all these boxes. I just destroyed the showroom.
That's not ideal.
And the district manager, the owner's son, and a lawyer came in to fire me right at closing, and I'm like, why didn't you come in and fire me the first thing in the morning? And they said, well, we didn't have anybody to cover your shift.
So you worked one whole extra day.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, fine. So I left, went out to my car, and I go, oh, I forgot my briefcase. And I walked back in. I slam open the door, and I said, I've got a gun. And these three heads just whipped around, and I laughed. I said, I'm kidding. I forgot my briefcase.
Wow, you're immensely dumb. That is crazy.
I would agree with that.
All right, how to give away these tickets. I think the toughest one had to be the easiest job in the world, and that was Greg, who was working for his parents and got fired for not cleaning up at a laundromat. Greg, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you are a winner.
Yes, I was hoping there was that call.
Fired by your parents from a laundromat because you were looking at women.
That's a bad fire.
But you don't have any choice at that point, right?
No, I didn't. And it was the easiest job in the world, though.
Oh, that right sucks.
Now, it couldn't have been easier. And I got fired from it.
That's not great.
I'm going to go see Muse.
But you get to go see Muse at the Hollywood Bowl August 31st.
Awesome. I cannot wait.
We have tickets for you to see Foo Fighters with the LA Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl August 22nd. Your chance to win is coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock.